Welcome to Healing Ties, a show that encourages you to live happy and healthy.
And I'll send
by
you,
focusing
I'll
on the emotional, physical, spiritual, and financial aspects of life, we tie four important components together, like a bow tie. And who isn't happy when they're wearing a bow tie? This not only creates a healthy life for each one of us, but will also create healthy communities. And now, here's your host, Chris McClellan, the bow tie guy.
Well, greetings, everyone. It is Chris McClellan, the Bowtie Guy, for another episode of Healing Ties. We're coming to you today from Orlando, Florida, the Florida Council on Aging Conference. What a beautiful day. So, you know, we always have interesting and special guests on the show, but today I've got somebody that you might recognize if your car had a mustache on the front of it. Dan Trigub.
Yep.
See, I sometimes don't do the names well because my last name is McClellan, so I'm always used to having that. But Dan, you're from Lyft Transportation.
That's correct.
It's great to meet you today.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us about Lyft.
Yeah, so Lyft is a transportation company, a TNC. There's obviously a big competitor out there, and then us. And we are in over 200 cities across the U.S.
Okay.
We have over 300,000 drivers, and we're doing over 3 million rides a week. And you know, our mission as a company is really a ride whenever you need one, and connecting our communities through more effective transportation. And we're a quick growing platform with a great mission. We're a mission driven company, and we're really trying to provide transportation to our communities in a much better fashion.
Boy, transportation is an issue that a lot of communities, especially our seniors, trying to get back and forth to doctor's appointments, caregivers trying to get schedules coordinated. I think you've got an innovative program here.
Well, I appreciate that. And the one statistic we always share with people that we work with is that, you know, close to 4 million medical appointments are delayed every single year because people can't get there in the first place.
4 million?
Close to 4 million, 3.6 million appointments.
Wow.
We believe that in today's day and age with the whole ride-sharing economy, you know, one day, you know, 10, 20 years from now, we do believe less and less people are going to own their own vehicle. Transportation costs, owning a vehicle is the number two household expense.
Very much so, sure.
And there's really no need in today's day and age with our technology that you have to own your own vehicle. And those close to 4 million appointments that are missed or delayed, they should not ever happen.
I'm looking forward to the day when I can give up my vehicle and have somebody take me to my appointments.
Well, we're there. I mean, you can take a lift now to that appointment.
Tell me a little bit about the concept behind the mustache.
Yeah. Yeah, so Lyft started in 2012 when the company really first got it off the ground. Our two founders, John Zimmer and Logan Green, you know, again, it goes back to our core values. The pink mustache, most people don't really understand or know this, but originally started with the idea of a ride-sharing network where a female would be comfortable getting into a car with a perfect stranger.
Okay.
And that's where the branding came from. And actually, to this day, you know, close to 60% of our passengers are female, 30% of our drivers are female.
Mm-hmm.
And something actually that we're really proud about is 50% of our lead team is also female. And that's really kind of where it first started. You know, our founders wanted to build an environment where if you feel comfortable getting into that car with that stranger, and that's really where we started from. Those are our humble beginnings. And community, the social aspect of the way our passengers treat our drivers treat our passengers and vice versa is really important. You know, the original mantra is sit in the front seat with your driver and give him a fist bump. And, you know, doing 3 million rides a week now, it's hard to keep that philosophy. But in San Francisco, when I take a Lyft, I always sit in the front seat and you'll see people fist bumping in some of our markets. But, you know, that whole being very mission driven around being comfortable for a female or anybody, that's where you know, we've come from, and it really is important to us as an organization.
Yeah, mission driven organizations are important to me because you know people are committed when they're connected to a mission. And I look as a, you know, a former caregiver myself, one of the most difficult tasks for me was organizing rides for treatment or to doctor's appointments, because the caregivers, we can't be there as much as we want to be there 24/7. We can't be there. To have a service like this available to step in, I think is just tremendous.
Yeah, and you know, me personally, I've spent close to 10 years in the elder care industry. And my family operates a very large non-medical home care agency in the Bay Area. I've worked in consulting to healthcare networks, investment in healthcare, and I've been to facilities. I've been to AL, IL facilities. Sure. I've spent a lot of time, and it always, you know, really amazed me how transportation was such a problem, and how a senior would have to wait days and have to book weeks in advance for rides, hours for a vehicle to be out there. And we have this platform that we've built where essentially a ride can be booked on behalf of a senior, on behalf of a community member, where they don't need a smartphone, they don't need to know who Lyft is. That organization can book the ride for them, and all to know is, you know, be outside in 5 minutes and that vehicle will be waiting for them.
So I guess some of the concerns would be, and I'm getting into a stranger's car. So I would imagine you have a pretty strong vetting process for the drivers.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's really critical to our network, is the vetting, the screening, our safety and security standards that we have in place. Mm-hmm. So we do very detailed background checks on all our drivers. We do quarterly DMV checks. We do 18-point vehicle inspection on all our cars. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, we have an onboarding procedure for all our drivers where they go through a mentorship program. They sit in a car with somebody who's done it for a long period of time.
Okay.
And they have to go through this training. So it's really cool to us. We also have a customer support response team that's based in Nashville. We have close to 400 people that stay in Nashville that are constantly monitoring our network.
Okay.
And doing the amount of rides we do, doing 3 million plus rides a week, we have rich data. And after every single ride, we ask for our passenger to give feedback to the driver and the driver to give feedback on the passenger.
Oh, very good.
So a 5-star rating system, we're constantly monitoring.
Okay.
If our ratings fall below our standards, we immediately investigate and we look into what's going on. We have a zero tolerance policy. Mm-hmm. So if for any reason there was a comment about a driver about smelling alcohol in their breath or any issue that somebody might have brought up, we immediately take them off the network. So we are very, very strict on that. So we have all these great systems in place where at our scale, we can really ensure that our drivers are best in class.
Yeah, you really want feedback immediately from both the driver and the rider.
Absolutely. And that's something that we proactively solicit, make sure we get that feedback and make sure we look to it and then act on it if there's any issues that we see.
So with your background in senior care, senior services, you can really see the connection and why this is important for caregivers.
Absolutely. It's not only just, it's about getting the caregiver to their client. It's also about the caregiver getting into a car with their client. So our platform, there's no extra cost for more people to be in the vehicle. Mm-hmm. And, the caregiver can provide that true door-to-door service for their client.
Sure.
And the caregiver, their agency, doesn't have to worry as much about the insurance side of it, the safety side. So we have a strong insurance policy in place for all the rides that take place that makes sure that we give comfort to our partners that we work with. And then the agent doesn't have to worry about the caregiver having their own vehicle or if the vehicle breaks down or anything like that.
Right.
Our rides are truly on demand and getting the caregivers around along with their clients as well.
So how can people find out more about Lyft?
Yeah, so you just go to Lyft.com. There's a lot of good information there. If you click on the top left, there's the cities. So you go Lyft.com/cities. And there you'll see all the cities we cover and detailed information about all that. And you can find our application in the Apple Store or Android market anytime.
And how many cities are you in?
So we're in over 200 cities right now.
So most of the major cities?
All the major metros, we are there. We're growing in many other markets day by day. In our top 20 markets or so, you'll have a vehicle to you in 2 to 4 minutes. Once you start moving away from those larger markets, you're going to be in 6 to 8 minute range for a vehicle whenever you need one. So we are growing, though.
Oh, my goodness. That is just terrific. Well, I appreciate you spending some time today.
Oh, my pleasure.
I think you've got what a great product. I think I'm going to call a ride tonight.
I hope so.
I'm going to call Lyft.
Look for that mustache.
Look for the mustache, because I can't grow one myself. Okay. Well, what a great conversation today with Dan. So, Lyft.com.
That's right.
Check out, see if you're in your area. And, I'm Chris McClellan, the Boat Guy. I'm creating a life to love after caregiving ends through riding, radio, travel, and advocacy, and being with awesome people like Dan from
Lyft.
Thank you,
Chris. Thank you.
Ties is a part of the Whole Care Network. Catch me online at thebowtieguy.com. We'll see you again real soon for another episode of Healing Ties. Bye-bye.